In just 4 years, 65 million men took up arms to serve their nation in a war fought around the world. Stalemates and suicidal tactics made up a majority of the war. There was no victory, only death. July 28, 1914. The world was engulfed in a war never seen before in terms of scale and destruction, with nations from all corners of the globe involved with the conflict. I believe it is important to take a look at how the ever-evolving conflict shaped the men serving on the front lines and how it affected them even after the fighting had ended. Soldiers faced near-constant fire, which caused them lasting mental damage. Propaganda films depicted the experience of soldiers in order to boost morale of frontline men, and the nature of the First World War created brutal conditions for frontline soldiers. The men serving on the front line were under near-constant threat on life and limb. The hellish landscape of barren desert and death and carnage that lay between heavily armed entrenchments, known as no man's land, was all that separated men from foe. This distance, however, did not save the soldiers from facing dangers both hurled at them by their enemies and also Mother Nature. In Sky Above, Mud Below, by military historian Anthony Brown, he describes the effects of constant bombardment and how, quote, artillery fires stripped the landscape of whatever cover might have stabilized the ground, and the resulting craters inevitably gathered water. The water level also rose knee-high, while the mud never seemed to dry out. Drowning was a real concern, particularly for wounded men. Men also had to worry about other horrors while charging across no man's land in futile and usually suicidal attempts to gain ground that usually meant deaths in ways such as being blown apart by artillery, suffocation from poison gas, or being mowed down by machine guns. 7,000 British men and officers were killed or wounded daily, just as a matter of course. One of the many lasting effects of World War I was a condition known as shell shock. Shell shock was caused by the heavy explosions and constant fighting associated with the combat. Some estimates say as many as 20% of soldiers developed shell shock. According to Lincoln Riddle of War History Online, troops suffering from shell shock struggled with sleep. They panicked on hearing gunshots, loud noises, shouting, and similar. Sometimes it had the effect of their ability to walk and talk. Common issues were tinnitus, headaches, dizziness, amnesia, and tremors. Troops also advised that they were sensitive to noise, one of the biggest issues associated with shell shock. These conditions did not stop after the fighting stopped either. Riddle continues, those who developed chronic shell shock could be stuck with it for life. Reports indicate that as late as 1960, former British soldiers were still being treated for it. Away from the combat, nations need to bolster support for troops and improve the morale of men already on the front. One way of doing this was through a new form of propaganda called film. In 1988, the first motion picture was ever made, Roundhay Garden Scene, was filmed. Just 26 years later, with the outbreak of war, this tool was rapidly explored. In He Sees Now What He Looked Like, Soldiers, Spectators, Topical Films, and Problems of On-Screen Representation During World War I, written by Chris Grovensner, throughout the war, military cinemas were implemented and run by over 50 different formations within the hierarchy of the BEF, or the British Expeditionary Force. Established behind the front lines in order to entertain hundreds of thousands of soldiers while they rested away from the trenches. He goes on to state, following the declaration of war in August 1914, flooding screens with topical content related to the conflict to encourage enlistment and support for the war effort. And in times of war, civilians remained interested predominantly in fiction film, which acted as a psychological respite or distraction from the horrors of conflict. The War to End All Wars. It was named what it was supposed to be. The last great conflict on the planet due to the sheer devastation caused and the massive rifts in the global structure that it produced. It is important to take a look back at the pivotal moments and see the important changes that occurred during this period. A soldier's job isn't to hate what's in front of him, but rather love what's behind him. During the Great War, the world was forever changed. By learning more about the effects on soldiers, you will never forget the sacrifices made, the lessons learned, and the stories told. Many people don't know the story of World War I or the legacy it had, but by bringing the true nature of warfare to light, we can show the horrors of conflict and the beauty of humanity that shines through. Millions of men and women from around the globe answered their nation's call to duty. These ordinary people were thrust into extraordinary circumstances and were made to evolve and to adapt to never-before-seen weapons, tactics, and ideas. Many of the scars of war have long since been buried over the past century, but the valor and courage of these individuals faced will never be forgotten.